Today is lesson number 20, in which we will learn the last Mishnah of Maseches Trumos Perek Dalet and the first Mishnah of Maseches Trumos Perek He. So it's Maseches Trumos, Mishnayos, chapter 4, Mishnah 13, and chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Finishing off the discussions in the fourth parak about a amount of truma which falls into an amount of chulin, and if there isn't 100 chulin over and against keneged the one unit of truma, then the entire mixture is what is called miduma, mem dalet vav mem ayin, something which is admixed together. And a non-Kohen cannot eat any of it. Kohen can eat all of it. And what can be done is the Kohen can buy it all minus the truma that's in the mixture. Mishnah Yud Gimel says, Omer Rav Yosi, Ma'ase bo lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Interesting situation that Rabbi Yossi, who was one of the students of Rabbi Akiva in Rabbi Akiva's later life, tells the following story about his master, Rabbi Akiva. B'chamishim agudol shel yorok. There were 50 bunches, 50 little bundles of a vegetable. Shenofla achas mehen lisochon. And one, the 50 agudos were all chulin. One yorok of truma, one aguda, one bunch of this vegetable, which, as we will see, that one bunch is partly truma, partly chulin, falls into the mixture of 50. Shenoflo achas mehen lisochon. Now, if this one aguda was all truma, so there's nothing to talk about. One unit, one aguda of truma fell into 50 agudos of yorok. You require 100 to 1. You only have 50 to 1. But suppose this one aguda which fell into the mixture of 50, it's only half truma. In that aguda, there's 10 whatever, 10 broccolis, 10 asparagus, and 5 of them are truma and 5 chulin. So now you'd have actually 101 to 1, because 50 agudos over and against one half of an aguda of truma is 100 to 1. Then you have in that aguda itself, half of which is chulin. So the actual count is 101 to 1. V'yomarti lefonov, I, Rabbi Yossi says, said to Rabbi Akiva, Tala. So it all becomes bottle. Lo shahatrumo talde b'chamishim b'yechot. Not because it's sufficient to have 50 against 1. Ela shahoyu shom meya ushnei chatzoyim. The way you look at this is, there's a total of 102 halves of an aguda. And only one half of those 102, only one of those halves is truma. So you have 101 half agudos over and against one half aguda. That's more than you need. You need 100 to 1. You have 101 to 1. And it is all botel. And you can keep it, eat it, etc. So that's the end of Perek 4. Perek 5 begins with Mishnah Aleph. This is a little complex, but really it's not all that difficult. Sa'ot truma tameya. As we know, truma, when it's tahora, the Kohen eats it. Fine. If truma becomes tome, and the way that something can become tome is if it's first huchshar lekabil truma, if I have a bundle of wheat, a bushel of wheat, it first must become moistened by one of those liquids, water being the obvious, most common one. And after it's moistened, if it then comes into contact with a source of tuma, a sheretz, a mace, person who tome mace, nida, zov, etc., then that truma becomes tome, truma temeya. Once the truma is temeya, the Kohen can't eat it. not allowed to eat it. So suppose you have a sa'ah, a measure of truma to meyo, shenofla lefachos mimeyo chulin, that fell into less than 100 chulin. You don't have the requisite, the required 100 to 1, but it's only 90 to 1, 20 to 1, whatever. So now that mixture is meduma. It's a mixture, and non-Kohen can't do anything with it. And even the Kohen, as we will see, can't do too much with it. So if that occurs, oh, lema'aser rishon, or if the saw of truma falls into less than 100 saw of ma'aser rishon, which goes to the Levi, oh, lema'aser sheni, or it falls into less than 100 units of ma'aser sheni, which has to be either redeemed and the money brought to Yerushalayim, or the actual grain has to be brought to Yerushalayim and consumed there. Ola Hegdish, or if a saw truma falls into less than 100 saw of tevua, which belongs to Hegdish, which belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. In any case, bein tameyin, bein tahorin yirkovu. Whether this chulin was tameyin, or whether this chulin was tahorin, no matter. You have not only meduma, but what's making it meduma is truma tameya, and truma tameya can't be eaten. Therefore, you have to let it rot. Nothing can be done with it. It's all meduma. It's asur ba'achila, even for a kohen. There's nothing to be done. You'll just let it rot. Im tahora hoyasa osa hasa. Suppose the saw of truma, which fell into less than 100, was not tumeya, but truma tahora. That's the classic case of meduma. You have Truma Tahora, one unit, which fell into less than 100 units of Chulin, Tahorim, let's say. Yimochru la Kohanim, you sell it to a Kohen. Bidmei Truma, for the going price of Truma. Truma obviously fetches less on the market because it has a much smaller demand than non-Truma. So a Kohen can buy it at the Truma price. But the Kohen, when he pays the price, let's say that the Sa'ah of Truma Tahora fell into 50 or 60 Sa'im of Chulin, so making the whole mixture 51 or 61 Meduma, the Kohen buys all 61, paying the price of just 60 at the cost of Truma. Because why should he pay for the Truma Tahora, which is mixed into the mixture? The Truma Tahora is his in any case. So that's if a saw of Truma Tahora falls into Chulin. But suppose a saw of Truma Tahora falls into Ma'aser Rishon, the Imla Ma'aser Rishon Naflo. So what do? Simply, you give it to the, it belongs to the Levi, the Ma'aser Rishon belongs to the Levi, but mixed into it is a saw which the Levi cannot use. So Yikro Shem L'Trumas Ma'aser, what the Levi should do, is he should be Korei Shem, he should name a part of the mixture as Trumas Ma'aser, which he has to give. Now in the total mixture, there's a saw of Truma Tahora, plus however much there is also of Trumas Maser. He can then sell the whole mixture to a Kohen at the price of Truma, minus the Sa'ah of Truma Tahora, and the also minus the Trumas Maser, which the Levi put aside. The Imla Ma'aser Sheni Ola Hegdish Nofla. Suppose this Sa'ah of Truma Tahora fell into Ma'aser Sheni, which is redeemable, or to Hegdish, which is redeemable. Hare Elu Yipadu. So, you redeem it. You, let's say, the owner, and you gave Truma Tahora, and it fell into your Ma'aser Sheni. So you redeem the Ma'aser Sheni of that mixture. You take that money, put it aside, and eventually take it to Yerushalayim and have a party there. But the rest of it is now, can be sold to a Kohen, because the Ma'aser Sheni, the Ma'aser Sheni Isur has now been removed by the Pidyon. It's simply, similarly, if it's fell into Hegdish, the Hegdish's Isur has been removed by the Pidyon. So what you have is just a plain old Meduma, which could be sold to a Kohen at the going rate of Truma, minus the sah of truma tahora, which is in the mixture. But suppose a sah of truma tahora falls into a mixture of chulin temein, and we're assuming now that the sah of truma is wheat which has never been moistened, but truma tahora, and it fell into 50 or 60 sah of chulin temein, but they've also never been moistened, so it hasn't been hukshel kabil tuma. So what do? Im temeim hayavoson chulin, ye ochlu nikudim. Either you eat them, the kohen that is, can eat them. Nikudim. Nikudim means two pshotim. Nikudim can mean in very small little dot-sized biscuits. So that the halacha is that only a amount of tavua temeya can be metame. Tavua tahora only if the temeya is hukshel kabel tuma. Number one, it's moistened with water or whatever. A and B, if in the amount of tome tavua there is at least a kabeya, the size of an egg, but less than the size of an egg, it cannot be metame. So if the kohen wants to, he can buy up the whole lot of truma tahora mixed into chulin temeya. And make sure when he cooks them and adds water to them, he does so in small little amounts of dots, that little mini biscuits, little M&Ms or whatever. Or nekudim can mean dry. Another pshat can mean dry. Make sure that they don't become hukshur lekabel tumah. O kaloyos, he can eat them roasted, no water coming upon them, not cooked. So, no problem. The tome truma, tome tavua cannot be metame the truma tahora if it all remains dry and never was hukshel kabel tuma. Oh, yilo shuba me peros. Or you can make a kind of a cake out of it in which you use as an ingredient not water, but orange juice or raspberry juice or date juice or whatever, which are not makshir lekabel tuma. Oh, Yischalku leisos, or they could be put into very, very small loaves, kedei shelo yehei b'makom echad kabeya, so that there never is more than a kabeya, the size of an egg, of tavua chulin temeim. These are the etzos, the guidelines of what happens when you have these kinds of mixtures. We will, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow in Lesson 21, learn other complications. But for now, we have finished Lesson number 20.